in preparing for this panel, we met a few times and we had some robust dialogue and discussion. And based on the keynote speaker yesterday, I know one of the issues that everyone's focusing on in this is the campaigns and how all of that works. And I know some of us feel that there's still a lot of mystery about it and how it works. And we learned some things yesterday. If you were in the CIC program or under continuous audit, what does that mean now? How will that change? How will that be affected? What will be audited? Is that the only thing that can be audited? And so luckily, Kimberly here is going to resolve all the mysteries and tell us everything there is to know about this, so everyone's going to have a perfect understanding. How was that for a setup?
There you go, Richard. You didn't warn me you were going to set it up that way. But I would like to spend some time talking about the reality of what campaigns mean to you. I think that there's a lot of confusion, even internally and externally, about what this really looks like. So our effort to go, as Doug said yesterday, our effort to go to the world of campaigns is about changing the way we select our work. You know, traditionally, you were either identified as part of our large case program, our coordinated industry case program. You had a claim that was mandatory, whether it was joint committee or you were part of that legacy DISDAF selection process that none of us knew the secret formula to. I mean, we honestly did not know. And what we're trying to do with this campaign approach is be more strategic about the solutions. You heard Doug mention yesterday that the new list has examination as the treatment stream for most of, as one option for the treatment stream of how you deal with that campaign. But we're really looking for ways other than a traditional examination to reach settlement on certain areas of the tax law.